This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.
Yes, sir. 202 on the fan on this Monday morning. Mick Monagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock when the warm-up show comes your way. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And yeah, it feels great to have football back, doesn't it? Feels wonderful! As we got to see both teams do what they typically do, lose week one. We got one hell of a football game at the end of the night, though. My goodness, we got to talk about that Buffalo Baltimore game. That was just incredible. That was actual watch. That was like watching real football. And really, let's be fair. I'm being unfair to the Jets because we watched real football with the New York Jets. And I know the talk of the town is going to be moral victories. You're going to hear the conversation on whether or not you buy into moral victories, if moral victories are a part of the actual NFL lexicon, if that's such a thing that exists. The coach says no, but we feel as fans, should we don't expect much from this team, and blah, blah, blah. We'll have this moral victory debate over the New York Jets. And you know what? I'd rather be having that debate than the debate we're going to be having over the New York Giants. Because, let's be honest, it does feel different. Right? Yes, both teams are 0-1, but it feels wildly different how we feel about the losses and how we feel about the team. It's just the truth. It's wildly different. And the thing is, specifically, it felt like, and we're going to zone in more on the horrible New York Giants, and we'll get to the Jets in a bit. But just off the top, the two teams and the two losses, and heading into this season, it felt like, obviously for the Jets, and even for the Giants, a new era of football. Clearly, new head coach, new quarterback, new everything with the New York Jets. Obviously, the beginning of the Aaron Glenn era. Obviously, the beginning of seeing Justin Fields. A new era of Jets football was on tap. And they gave you something you didn't see coming. It felt new. It felt new. Yes, it ends the same way. Yes, there are terrible penalties. Yes, there's a big turnover on special teams. Yes, there's reasons why you lost a winnable game if you're the New York Jets. And that is atypical of what we've seen over the last 15 years. But to go into this, not knowing if they could complete a pass or what this offense was going to look like, and watch Justin Fields operate in the manner in which he operated in against a what we thought. And again, seasons are seasons. I don't get hung up on schedules. I won't get hung up on previous results. But a defense, we'll have to see what the Pittsburgh Steelers are moving forward this season. But a defense with Watt on it, a defense that has been traditionally pretty darn good, to watch them go out and score 32 points and have a lead in the fourth quarter, and to watch Justin Fields and this offense operate, it felt new. It felt different. It felt like the first step of a brand new journey. And it doesn't necessarily end the way you wanted it to end. And I still think there's a lot of problems with that, and we'll get into all the different aspects, and we will have the moral victory conversation. But with the Giants, it felt exactly the same. And I know it's the same coach, and I know it's the same GM, and I know it's the same owner, and I know it's the same offensive and defensive coordinators, but it felt new. New quarterback, the Daniel Jones era is over, and we'll get into his playing with the Colts. But it felt like all the optimism, and I'll raise my hand, bought into it. Completely bought into it. And it makes me laugh because I got a bunch of people after the game looking to, you know, get me for my 2-0 prediction for the New York Giants and calling me this blind homer, and it's embarrassing. Picking the Giants to win the first two games of this year might be the first nice thing I've said about them in 4 years. I have finally bought into some optimism around this team. I have been doom and gloom about the New York Giants forever. And this year felt different. I believe they've had two good quality drafts in a row. I believe in the skill players of this team. I believe the defense has a chance to have a pass rush that can be legitimate. I believe they've answered some questions in the defensive backfield. I had optimism heading into this game. Was it pie in the sky to think they could win both of them? Was it a bit too much hubris to think they could beat the Washington Commanders on the road week one? Maybe, but I expected to watch a different brand of football. And when you watch this, I mean, when I tell you this was typical Giants first game of the year, I mean, it was identical. Like my cousin Vinny, identical. Different quarterback, identical. As we saw the same crap, the offensive line got completely bowled over, and I know there's no Andrew Thomas, and I'm hoping that will help this offensive line, but the interior of the offensive line stinks too. It's not just the tackle. It's not just James Hudson, who wasn't very good. Nobody was good. John Michael Schmitznow has been the center of this team for 3 years. He's awful. And again, we see a quarterback who can't handle the pressure. He made one throw under pressure. He took an enormous hit and just threw the ball up in the air. And Neighbors was able to come down with it. Other than that, he looks skittish. We've been saying the quarterback looks skittish since the end of Eli Manning's career. He looks skittish. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't get the ball out. They couldn't go down the field. There was no offense. And then, what else is new? Terrible in the red zone. Terrible. To watch this team operate in the red zone, get the benefit of a penalty, run, what was it, 7 or 8 plays down there to get one stinking yard, and they're throwing, you know, garbage junk plays trying to hit the tackle in the end zone. They have Malik Neighbors, and they're throwing it to tackles. Or they couldn't, I'm sorry, I don't even know if they did throw it to a tackle. They attempted. Couldn't even do that. They couldn't run the ball to save their lives. The offense looked exactly the same. That's what was so annoying for me. It wasn't even a new wrinkle to how they play. There wasn't an ounce of difference. An ounce. And it's not just Daniel Jones, and it's not just the change in quarterback. Everything. They haven't scored a touchdown in the last 3 openers of the season. That hasn't been done since the Lions in the early 40s. To watch this team operate was mind-numbing. And you know what? Defense wasn't much better. I know they held Jaden Daniels down to 21 points. I understand that they kept him in the game, and this game was a lot of the game was 14-3 and 14-6, and the defense bent but not break nonsense. What else is new? Like, how many times big plays on third and long get converted? How many times is the middle of the field wide open?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How many times? And I just heard Lori saying it. I was listening. She's right. Jaden Daniels didn't play that well. I mean, his maneuverability inside the pocket is excellent. His ability to get outside the pocket. They were talking about it the entire broadcast. There he goes, running right. There he goes, running right. There he goes, running right. Like, he's still able to make plays when plays break down. But he missed several big-time throws. Obviously, they cost themselves 3 points at the end of the half with the intentional grounding instead of just kicking the field goal. He throws it out of bounds around nobody. 10-second runoff. They don't come away with points there when they're right at the in the goal line. Like, Washington didn't play that well. Their defensive front played well. And I'd like to say the defensive front is really good. They've put money and picks in it, and it should be good. But it's hard to not just say they wiped the floor with the same crappy offensive line the New York Giants have been throwing out there forever. It was identical. Everything about this game screamed everything that's been wrong with this franchise for the last decade. I was hoping for, even if they lost the game, right? Another game without a touchdown. Another game where Malik Nabers is annoyed on the sidelines. Another game where they can't execute inside the red zone. Like, another game where they give up third and longs. Another game where tight ends are scoring touchdowns. Another game where the middle of the field is wide open. Another game. Another giant debacle yet again. And it's our fault for being optimistic. Now, look, I'm also not going to go crazy where now you have to start Jackson Dart. Now you have to get rid of Russell Wilson. Now the season's over already. I'm not going to go there because, let's be honest, I believe in what I believed for the last month. I still do think the roster is better. I still do think they can have a good defensive pass rush. I still do think that the defensive backfield should be better. I still think that this wide receiving core should be better. I still think they should have some semblance of a run game with Tracy and Scadaboo. Like, I still think those things. And, like, as frustrating as this game was, and look, again, next week now you're going into a Dallas team that's going to have the extra couple of days off of playing Thursday. They just played the Eagles really well. That defensive, that their passing attack, obviously, if not for a couple of drops from Lamb, they very well could have beaten the Eagles. This is going to be a very difficult game, number two. And if they go 0-2 and come home to the Chiefs 0-3, and there goes the season. And here we are again. But about playing Jackson Dart, like, it's not necessarily. Like, there's a plan for Jackson Dart's development. this was never about, like, I thought they had a chance to go 2-0. I thought they had a chance to be a better team than people suspected. I didn't necessarily think they were going to be a playoff team, and even if they were, they're not competing for anything. This wasn't about Russell Wilson's going to come in and transform them into a playoff team. This is about Russell Wilson trying to win some games, trying to play competent football, while developing a young quarterback, as we've seen many quarterbacks be thrusted right into it and not be successful, a chance to coach him up. And I don't want to break that just because we saw another miserable Giants game. Like, I'm not ready to just suddenly throw everything out, throw every plan out. I can't give up on the idea of what they thought was best for this quarterback just because Russell Wilson didn't play well. Now, they made him quarterback too. I heard Laurie also talking about maybe Jameis Winston. I don't know what Jameis Winston does. But again, when you see this game and you ask yourself, did the Giants show up? And we talk about the coach and getting up for these games. Clearly, 40-0 against the Cowboys a couple years ago didn't show up. Do I think the Giants didn't show up today? Do I think the energy level wasn't there? Do I think they were ill-prepared? I think in the red zone they looked ill-prepared. But I think, yet again, some of the same things we see over and over again that hurt this team, the offensive line could not block, and it made it impossible to have a functioning offense. It made it impossible to have a functioning offense because Russell Wilson, no misconception about what Russell Wilson is. Russell Wilson is still someone who can throw the ball down the field. Russell Wilson is still someone who, you know, might be able to get it out of his hands a little bit quicker and a little bit more down the field than what we've seen in previous years from Daniel Jones. But he's not someone at this point in his career that can just take the team on his shoulders and carry them past all of their deficiencies. That's not who Russell Wilson is. It's not who he's going to be at this age and this point of his career. And to give him that offensive line where early on in the game, he had zero time to throw. They couldn't get a run game going. Like, you've got to give him a complimentary offense. And I thought they were going to be able to do it this year. And as of week one, we saw the same crap. It was an embarrassing performance. We heard so much all week. They looked so good in spring, in preseason, rather. Even when Russell Wilson, it wasn't just about Jackson Dart. The entire team looked better in preseason. And to see the same thing we have seen, they looked exactly the same, and it was an impossible watch. It's an impossible watch. And I don't know what the answer is, because it's hard to think that Andrew Thomas comes in and just fixes this offensive line. I mean, the interior, Runyon didn't play well. John Michael Schmitz, forget about it. He's been awful at the center position. Like, Andrew Thomas is going to come in and help them. There's no doubt whether he plays in week two or week three, whenever it does, he's going to come in and help them. But to see another game where Neighbors doesn't get the ball nearly enough, they can't get the ball down the field, and then inside the red zone with an opportunity to make that a game, the game plan, the game call, everything about it, From the play calling to the execution, was just dread. I mean, it's beyond dreadful. And to have this season start that way, it's very disheartening. It's, as a Giants fan who had some expectations, who had some thoughts that this team was moving in a different direction, who thought this roster was better than it's been the last couple of years, who thought Russell Wilson could manage inside this offense, who thought that this coach could come up with a game plan for Russell Wilson to manage this offense. None of those looked like they were anywhere near going in the right direction. And the Washington Commanders absolutely laid the wood. And now the Giants are staring at another dead season where, look, at some, and this is where, you know, the development of Jackson Dart, it's not about necessarily winning these games, but they've made him the second string quarterback already. I think that eliminates Jameis Winston from the conversation. And then it just becomes, when do you decide that the best quarterback in the room is Jackson Dart? Now, the coach in the postgame didn't commit to Russell Wilson being the starter next week. I'd be shocked if they make that move already, because it looks like if you make that move already, if you decide to abandon ship on the plan you had to develop this kid off of one game, like, you have to have some convictions in your decisions. You can't make a decision for this season, get beat up in one game, and suddenly throw everything out the window. You look like incompetent fools. You look like incompetent fools. There was a plan for this, and you're so ill-prepared, and one loss tells you all you need to know that you have to change directions and what you felt was best for the quarterback you drafted in the first round, traded up for, that you're hanging your hat on, that you're going to develop to save your job. We're going to abandon ship on this one week in. I don't know if there are any answers for the New York Giants. I don't think Jackson Dart starting next week helps. I don't know if Andrew Thomas coming back helps. I'm not sure what the answer is for this franchise that cannot find its way, but it found its way right back to being the same team we've seen the last handful of years. Week one. A boring, lifeless, unimaginative team that can't get the ball down the field, can't score when it gets close, and can't make it stop on third and long. It's been the same story for the last decade. Again, we've been having this conversation since the end of Eli Manning's career. This isn't just Brian Daboll. I mean, this was all of the juice, all of the buzz, all of the excitement, all of the good feelings around this franchise that I felt was warranted over the, you know, since really the draft, has been completely evaporated. And now everyone expects, myself included, them to roll into Dallas and get whipped, come home to Kansas City and get whipped, and waiting for when they start Jackson Dart because the season's over. That's what everybody is waiting for, and that's probably what we'll get. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. We'll get to the Jets. And again, a loss, a frustrating loss, a game they absolutely could have won, a game that they saw the end Aaron Rodgers in victory formation and then talking about how happy he was to beat everyone associated with the Jets after, a game where a penalty hurts you, a game where a fumble hurts you, but still a game that it did feel fresh, that it did feel new, that it did feel like a new era of Jet football as the offense scored 32 points and Justin Fields looked better than I think he's ever looked in an NFL uniform, better than I thought he could look, looked in complete command and control of the offense, was able to, you know, run while still keeping his eyes downfield, made plays down the field, made good throws, and gave you a game where you had the Steelers on the ropes late in this game with every opportunity to win, and then you still found a way to lose. So it's a frustrating day for Jet fans. It's a disheartening realization that you're a Giants fan, and this sucks for Giant fans. It's brutal. At least we got a good football game at the end of the night. Oh, yeah, and that's right. The Yankees won the biggest game of the year, and the division is back on. Can't beat the Blue Jays. The fraud Blue Jays? Don't make me laugh. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the baseball. Obviously, we saw the third of the three young aces of the New York Mets. Sproat made his debut yesterday in the Met loss. We'll get to that game. We'll get to his performance. No hits through five and a third. We'll get to the Yankee win as well. But we start with how miserable and familiar the Giants are and a tough Jet loss despite playing extremely well offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.